Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, October 19th. And today's pod, it is the best one yet. Jack, it is a T-boy over there.
I know what you're thinking. Where did I get this jack-o'-lantern colored sweatshirt?
It is bright, it is neon, and it is thriving in my eyes right now, Jack.
I love Taylor Swift crew neck sweatshirts. This one is pumpkin colored.
You're burning my retinas in the best possible way, Jack. Jack, what's our first story for today's T-Boy?
For our first story, Netflix's newest product is a $1,600 Bridgerton-themed wedding dress.
Yetis, Netflix just announced earnings, but we want to talk about Netflix theme parks.
For our second story, Charmin just reinvented toilet paper for the first time in 100 years.
Okay, so Jack and I found three other toilet paper innovations that could be coming soon.
And our third and final story, George Clooney just got involved in the actor strike.
But the biggest impact of the actor strike, it isn't the actors, it's the hair, makeup, and catering.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories,
that is just a perfect Thursday mix of stories, Jack.
We've talked about a lot of fees on this business-focused podcast.
I mean, Jack, whip out the whiteboard over here. Service fees, convenience fees, mandatory fees.
Or worst of all, the fee.
Don't even talk to me about the fee.
But Nick and I just discovered the newest fee. We're calling it a vomit fee.
That's right. It's a fee for vomiting. And it's real.
CBS News California just noticed a trend among restaurants there that offer bottomless brunch.
Yeah, you can drink as many mimosas as you want, but if you vomit, that's a $50 cleaning fee.
Because nothing's worse than bottomless brunch where you actually hit rock bottom.
One mimosa, two mimosa, three mimosa floor.
Now, Nick and I typically resent fees because that's a sneaky way that you charge more money.
Jack and I are looking at the situation here. This $50 fee, it makes 100% sense.
Because it's one thing for a waiter to clean up your dishes.
But it's another thing for a waiter to clean up that Bellini that your body sent back.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, that can become a Messy Mary.
Pancakes are great. Puke is not.
Here's the best part though, Yetis. By adding this vomit fee, restaurants have actually cut down on the amount of vomiting that's happening.
Sit down, stand up, and keep it in again. The fear of this fee actually caused brunch diners to binge less.
So this vomit fee, it's not just a way to make money. It's a powerful behavioral nudge to stop throwing up in the restaurant.
Hold the daiquiri. We'll take another water.
Nick, let's hit our three.
Jack, hold my hair. Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Netflix stock just jumped on great earnings. But Jack and I want to talk about Netflix houses.
First, Bridgerton experiences. Now, Netflix stores. Next up, Netflix theme parks.
Yeah, it is good news if you're a Netflix shareholder, right, Jack?
The stock jumped 12%. As Netflix announced yesterday, they added 8 million new subscribers last quarter.
But bad news if you're a Netflix premium subscriber.
Yeah, the price of that subscription, it's going up $2 a month, starting immediately.
So Yetis, that was Netflix earnings. But Jack and I found something interesting here that's a little different that we want to talk about. Getting engaged at the Bridgerton Ball.
In 10 cities, Netflix has brought the experience of its show Bridgerton to real life.
$39 a ticket, you and your significant other can dress up like Daphne and dance at a real life ball. Brought to you by Netflix.
And get this, 50 couples have gotten engaged at these Netflix themed events just in the past year. 50 couples.
Jack, that's a sentence I think we never thought we would ever say on a podcast. At a Netflix event, couples are getting engaged.
And it's not just experiences. Starting in December, you can buy a $1,600 Bridgerton-themed wedding dress from Netflix.
Puffy sleeves, A-frame design, Lady Violet's going to be jealous of this thing. It's fantastic.
And Bridgerton is just one of Netflix's shows that they're commercializing beyond streaming.
For example, Yeti, Stranger Things, they now have a frozen pizza. And where can you get that, Jack?
Walmart.
Only a matter of time before Netflix partners with Tiffany and we get The Crown. Crown.
That's a great call. But here's the new news coming out of Netflix.
Get this, Yetis. Netflix is building permanent physical Netflix stores, and they're more than you realize.
By 2025, Netflix is going to open up two Netflix houses in the United States with more houses to come abroad.
Now, Jack and I should sprinkle on some context here. This is not just a store. Like, it's not just a cashier in an aisle six, right, Jack?
You will be able to buy Netflix fan merch, but you'll also be able to buy Netflix-themed food and go on Netflix-themed rides, too.
So picture this, Yetis. You could play in a Netflix Squid Game maze, you could eat a Squid Game squid meal, and then you could buy a red light, green light Squid Game doll.
You're telling me the Netflix stores are going to have restaurants, retail, and rides all in one building?
Jack, that doesn't sound like a Disney store. It sounds like Disney World.
Now, Yetis, there's major financial risk in this investment. Putting money into toys, rides, and real estate?
That's a huge upfront cost, isn't it, Jack?
One merch line alone can take 18 months to develop.
Just ask our buddies over at Chuck E. Cheese's.
But it's easier for Netflix to keep an existing subscriber than find a new one.
And fan-focused merch and experiences do exactly that. Ba-bung. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Netflix?
All roads and content lead to land.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I have done a deep dive on this subject, and we've noticed that IP universes, they all end with theme parks.
Disney started with cartoon characters. 30 years later, they opened Disneyland.
Yeah, Lego started with bricks, but now Legoland is expanding throughout America. One's coming to San Diego.
Nintendo started with video games, but Super Nintendo World is open in Japan and in Los Angeles.
Besties, it's like the final frontier of commercialization. Always must be physical.
Netflix doesn't want its franchises to be fleeting. And its one revenue source right now is subscriptions.
So the future of Netflix looks like it's going to be Flixland.
Because all IP roads end in a theme park.
For our second story, Charmin just announced the perfect tear. Toilet paper that tears clean every single time.
After 100 years, change is finally coming to toilet paper.
Jack, this story would not be complete unless we sprinkled on some context from our buddy, George Costanza.
He once complained this about TP. Do you realize that toilet paper has not changed in my lifetime?
And in 10,000 years, it'll still be exactly the same.
Well, Charmin, owned by Procter & Gamble, claims they've proved George Costanza wrong.
They claim that they have reinvented the square.
Charmin Ultra Soft. This was the toilet paper that was already the Rolls Royce of the category.
It's like the cashmere of your rear.
But Charmin Ultra Soft just unveiled the first toilet paper that is not shaped in squares.
Because Yetis, Jack and I don't want to go all geometry on you. But you know the problem with squares? It's the incomplete tears.
Yeah, you rip off an arm's length of TP, a little uneven, and then two rotations later, the roll looks like a mummy.
It's like it's alive.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst. So Charmin replaced the traditional perforated line with
a wavy line.
A scalloped line, if you will.
They say it's easier to tear. You'll get a clean break every time you rip that TP, no matter how you rip it.
They also say that it's the result of 5 years of research and development over at Procter & Gamble.
Hey, Nobel Prize committee, give these guys one for bathroom comfort.
Yetis, it's not an innovation, it's a minivation. But remember what Jack and I have told you, mini innovations are still innovations.
And this Charmin Minovation is part of a broader trend we're seeing hit every consumer product category.
This is premiumization to the extreme.
If we're talking bathroom comfort, you gotta talk first about Japan.
You gotta talk about Japan. They are the pioneer of the premium bathroom comfort, aren't they, Jack?
Japan's already known for their noise-canceling toilets, their odor-neutralizing lids.
The bidets, they come standard in Japan, even in the public washrooms, with the heated seats.
So does Japan offer a premium toilet paper? Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, Jack. They do.
For $12 a roll in Japan, you can buy hand-rolled, three-ply toilet paper with one-of-a-kind artistically patterned mosaics.
This is 10 times the price of the average American roll. You don't use this toilet paper, Jack. I saw this toilet paper live. You frame this toilet paper.
And the company behind it describes it as suitable for birthdays and thank you gifts for wedding guests.
Yetis, you want to understand premiumization? It's toilet paper that you can put on a wedding registry.
This $12 TP is huge news if you got a fancy undercarriage.
So Jack, I can't spare a square. There is no spare to square, but can you spare a takeaway for us over there?
The biggest white space in business is toilet paper.
Yetis, the toilet paper industry, it's actually missed a huge opportunity. The way Jack and I see it, toilet paper is literally a blank page.
After just 5 minutes of brainstorming, Nick and I thought of three innovations that could be coming to TP.
Okay, here's the first. If you want to upsell toilet paper, use artistic toilet paper.
For that New York City apartment with no closet, you can leave TP rolls out. And they're nice to look at.
There's actually a startup already doing this. It's called Who Gives a Crap, and each roll is professionally designed so you don't need to put that toilet paper in storage.
The second TP Minovation, readable toilet paper.
Yeah, you could print a comic book on that roll. Turn the toilet paper into toilet content.
Give that patient audience something to ponder.
And finally, how about advertising on toilet paper?
Taco Bell ad on the outermost ply.
Pretty sure when you're in the bathroom, Jack, that is the definition of a captive audience.
And just like Netflix, ad-supported TP, it'll have a lower price.
Yeah, we'd pay half price for Charmin if you put a little mattress ad on that thing.
There you have it. The biggest white space in business is toilet paper.
The biggest white space in business is TP.
Literally. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottle it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, after nearly 100 days, the actor strike negotiations have gotten so bad, they're bringing in George Clooney.
True story here. But the real losers are the crew.
Yeah, Eddies, we're going to begin with some context. While the writer's strike has ended, the actor strike continues to go on.
And it actually hits 100 days this weekend.
Now, the writers have celebrated because they got what they call an exceptional deal of higher pay and protection from artificial intelligence, which they just signed.
But actors aren't celebrating. Actors are anxious that talks with the studios broke down last week.
Now, here's the news. Negotiations with actors have gotten so dire that the Actors Union has called in the heavy hitter.
George Clooney,
because George Clooney has a chin that is really hard to argue with, Jack.
Those dimples might be the key to getting a good deal.
I mean, Jack, you look into George Clooney's eyes and you're going to change the fine print on whatever contract you're working on.
Yeah, you are. According to The Hollywood Reporter, George Clooney, Scarlett Johansson, Emma Stone, Ben Affleck, and Tyler Perry, they're all collabing with union leaders right now to get past this stalemate.
I heard that people will commit wire fraud after just talking to George Clooney.
Because he tells them to?
No, because his face is that symmetrical, Jack. Again, the dimples. Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. You know who's actually most affected by this actor's strike?
It's not the cast. It's the credits.
Get this. According to the New York Times, the typical blockbuster movie, if you watch till the end, has 3,000 names scroll on down the screen.
If you watch the credits, you're going to see 3,000 names of people who worked on that movie.
Now, in a typical movie, the number of actors, including extras, who worked on that movie is about 100 people.
Which means actors make up only 3% of a Hollywood workforce.
3% of a Hollywood movie is the actors. That's it.
And since the actors' strike shut down Hollywood, the other 97% of the workforce isn't working either.
That 97%, that's the blue-collar work of Hollywood, and they've been out of work since May.
Some of those workers are artistic.
Yeah, they're the hairstylists, the set designers, the costume designers for the movies you love.
And some of those crew members have physical jobs.
The stunt doubles, the janitors, the chauffeurs driving the actors to the set.
But they've all been out of work since May. Including, like, the boom mic operator.
And we can't forget the family with a food truck who's been catering the grilled chicken for the entire set.
All these blue-collar workers have been out of work since May, and they won't get back to work until the actors strike a deal, and then 3 months later when productions finally resume.
That 97% is getting hit hard. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the entertainment industry?
Strikes have collateral damage, and it's off camera.
Yetis, as you can see, the actors are just the tip of the Hollywood workforce iceberg.
The crew sits metaphorically under the water, but now they're financially underwater too.
We're talking 2 million Americans who are affected indirectly by the actor strike.
Their unemployment benefits have already run out, and now they're tapping into retirement savings.
Okay, but here's the interesting thing. According to the New York Times, those crew members don't resent the actors.
The crew believes the actor strike is important for the future of the whole movie industry.
Because AI Tom Hanks shouldn't steal jobs from real life Tom Hanks.
But the pain of Hollywood crews show the collateral damage of a strike.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Netflix started with shows. Now they're building Netflix stores. Soon, we think we'll have Netflix theme parks.
Because all IP roads lead to land.
For our second story, Charmin just innovated toilet paper with wavy perforations so they tear clean every time.
After 1,000 years, finally some innovation for toilet paper. It's the biggest white space in business.
And our third and final story, 2 million members of the Hollywood movie economy have been out of work since May.
Strikes have collateral damage, and it's off camera.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, President Biden showed support for Israel with his visit to the country yesterday, but he also had some questions.
He asked, what's the plan for humanitarian aid for Gaza, and what comes after this war?
And second, United Airlines has, get this, more flights to Israel than any other U.S. airline. And now it's canceling them through the end of the year.
Plus, the price of oil is up due to the war. So United Airlines stock fell 8% yesterday.
And finally, remember when we told you that Elon was going to start charging you to tweet? Well, looks like it begun.
X has begun charging $1 per year in what they're calling a not a bot fee. And the testing starts in New Zealand and the Philippines.
Tweeting now means paying. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Eric McConnell from lovely Mission Viejo, California.
Last week, we talked about Boise, Idaho on this pod.
Yeah, Boise, the home of the biggest potato company in America.
But get this, Boise is also home to the most Spanish people in the United States.
Specifically, Boise has the highest population of Basque Spanish residents in America.
There's a whole street in Boise loaded with Basque restaurants. Like Bar Guernica.
Yeah, Basque. It is a region of Northeast Spain and apparently also a region of Idaho.
Because in the 1800s, many Basque people left Spain to become sheep herders in America's West.
And those Spaniards ended up in Idaho. Yetis, you look fantastic for the new Friday. And remember, if you want to get these takeaways in readable form and you want to share them with friends, what's the best thing to do, Jack?
Subscribe to the best newsletter yet at tboypod.com/newsletter.
You're going to get our newsletter, you're going to get our takeaways, and you're going to get even more that we couldn't cover on the pod.
Check it out at tboypod.com/newsletter.
If you know, you know. And before we go, a happy birthday to a young legendary Yeti, Louis DeSanco, who's celebrating his birthday on the way to daycare in Madison, Connecticut, and he listens every day.
And happy birthday to Fernando Sanchez in Miami, Florida.
And Brandon Coffer, enjoy that birthday down in lovely D.C.
Happy birthday to Kevin Yang in Bayonne, New Jersey.
And Isaac Del Monte is turning 45 in Irvington, New York.
Happy belated birthday to Billy Wetzel, turning 47 with his cat Vincent, who just turned 9 as well.
They got the same birthday and they're both looking fantastic.
And congratulations to Anna from Helsinki, who just got her visa interview so she can get married to Kelvin.
And Yeva is only 22 years old, but she's going on her first mock trial competition over in New York City.
And congratulations to Kelsey Black. Her legendary bookstore, The Book Burrow, just got a shout out in Texas Monthly Magazine.
And Kelly Posner from Hoboken started a short form series on LinkedIn. It's called Humans of Tech.
And happy 1.5 year adoption day to Joey and Emily, who just love that little puppy Bruno.
Prioritize that puppy like George Clooney's eyes.
Cincinnati does puppies. This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Netflix. I look like a pumpkin. It's really a little too much. Like this time of the year, I shouldn't wear this shirt.
I mean, I think you're a jack-o'-lantern.
Like the color of this shirt should be described as jack-o'-lantern.
I don't think it's a color, Jack. It's kind of an experience. It's the only color that's faster than the speed of light.
The tag should say "Do not wear" in October. Dude, people are spontaneously handing me Tootsie Rolls.
When you walk down the street, cars stop because they think you're a light. They're going to stick that on like an ambulance to get that thing through traffic faster.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.